A snowy neighborhood. Text, 1999. A boy and girl sit behind a wooden booth labeled Toys for Sale with toys made of socks, felt and other craft materials on display.
Maybe we should have put up more signs.
Or maybe it's just too cold outside, Chris.
The girl nods.
I was hoping we'd sell at least one toy before dinner time, Joe.
Joe picks up a snowman toy.
You know what? We will, because I'm going to buy one. This one.
But you helped them make it.
So? The whole point is that we make toys that we'd want to play with, right?
Right. Then congrats on being our first official customer.
He hands her money and she puts it in a box.
Let's do this every year. That's the plan. I want to be a world-famous toy maker, just like Santa Claus.
Just way prettier.
Joe smiles and looks down. Chris looks down too.
Heather tells me it's my destiny to make toys, since I was born on Christmas. Can it be my destiny too?
Even though I'm born in July.
Of course.
Pinky promise.
They link pinkies.
Mom, look at all these toys. Can I get one?
Joe and Chris smile at each other. A woman nods. Her son walks forward and picks up a snowman made of three foam balls with a scarf and top hat.
Ooh, that one's my favorite.
That's about $4.
Text, 22 years later, the clock says 7 o'clock. An adult Chris talks on a phone. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Christmas CEO.
Right, but let manufacturing know that we will reorder once they add the new recordings to the voice chips.
Opening credits. Framed magazine covers featuring Chris hang on the wall. Chris drinks from a mug while holding her phone.
And I have Kathleen Keller at 11, so make sure that my meeting with quality assurance gets pushed. One second.
She rejects incoming call from Heather.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
She walks toward her front door.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
A shirtless man wakes up in a room decorated with Christmas decorations. Dressed in a plaid shirt, the man walks into a room with Christmas lights. A metal robot figurine is on a table next to tools and drawings. The man sits at the table, puts down a mug and picks up a pencil. He shades a robot drawing, then smiles to himself as he leans back in his chair and drinks from his mug. Chris strides down a sidewalk with a paper cup in one hand. She turns a corner and runs into candy cane decorations a man on a ladder is holding.
Tell marketing that I will approve all overtime. I just need everyone to stay late so they can finish the focus group report. I'm so sorry.
Santa.
No,
you're in quite a hurry. It's Christmas time. You should be slowing down.
Alice, hold on. I have a Santa talking to me. I'm sorry, what?
You're in too much of a hurry. It's Christmas. We should be enjoying it all.
Oh, that sounds lovely, but it's a very busy time of year for me, so.
It's a very busy time for me, too. You know, Christmas is 16 days away, but I'm not bumping into people.
But you don't have a company to run and the biggest meeting of your life happening today.
Chris leaves.
Yeah.
You, that you know of. Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Looking good, Nick.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, the man in the plaid shirt, puts money in Santa's collection pail. Joe walks to a shop called Sullivan Antiques and Collectibles. Chris walks through an office with pictures of wrapped boxes on white walls.
Oh, also, I want to make sure that there's fresh pastries available for when Kathleen arrives.
Woman faces away from Chris. Chris beckons to another woman. Smiling woman approaches Chris.
You're so early.
I don't know. I was in the copy room this whole time and just saw now that she was in your office.
How long has she been waiting?
I'm not sure. Why are you so nervous?
Because CEOs, top-tier toy companies, don't call me every day to arrange a meeting.
And this could be about something big. Help me. Good luck. Also, your sister called again. Yeah.
Tell her I'll call her tomorrow.
Chris fixes her hair, straightens her suit, and smells her breath. She walks into the office and extends her hand. Kathleen looks up from her phone.
Kathleen Keller. It is such a pleasure to meet you in person.
Well, I feel the same.
I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I thought our meeting was at 11.
You know, I was probably in L.A. when I put it on my calendar, and the cell phone didn't transfer the time zones. Well, I hope I'm not getting you at a bad time.
Oh, no, not at all.
Chris smiles.
I'm just so glad that you're here. I was thrilled when I heard the CEO of Arlo Toys wanted to meet with me. I've just admired your work from afar for as long as I can remember.
I've been following yours as well. And to see everything you've accomplished here at CJ's Toys in such a short time, it's very impressive. That's actually why I wanted to meet you. I am planning on retiring before the end of the year.
Oh.
And I don't want to leave my company in just anyone's hands. I need someone just as driven, just as dedicated, just as business-focused as I am. And from all my research, I believe that person is you.
I'm flattered.
I wouldn't ask you to give up everything you've created here. So to preserve my legacy and to begin yours, I am proposing that CJ's Toys and Arlo Toys merge to form one brand new company with you as CEO.
Are you serious?
To be honest, I really can't see Arlo Toys continuing to move forward without someone like you at the helm.
I mean, merging with Arlo Toys, being in charge of something that big would just, it would be an honor.
Well, I'm happy you feel that way.
I've been trying to expand CJ's Toys for so long, but we never had the resources until now.
Well, there's a bit of a process before things become official, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But we want to move fast so we can make the announcement of the merger before the new year.
Whatever you need, I'm in.
Okay, well, we'll need all your quarterly reports for the past few years.
Okay.
And the board will want to meet with you before they vote on anything officially.
Okay, just say when and I will be there.
Well, lots to do, as you can imagine, but I am so happy we're on the same page.
Me too.
So, we'll be in touch?
Sure, let me walk you out.
Chris trips.
Oh, there was one other thing that my lawyers mentioned.
Oh, what's that?
When CJ's first started, you had a co-founder, right? Joe Sullivan?
What? No. Yeah. He left the company years ago.
Chris swallows.
Good. Then it shouldn't be a problem to get him to sign off.
Chris turns around.
What's that now?
Well, his name is still on the articles of incorporation. All the owners of the company have to sign off for the merger to go through.
Chris nods.
But it's not a problem, right?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Great.
Not a problem.
We'll be in touch. Talk soon.
Great.
Kathleen leaves.
Okay, I'm bad at lip reading, but did you just say merger?
We have a problem.
Chris's office.
Merging with a company as large as Arlo Toys takes us to the next level.
Yeah. And they want me as CEO.
That's amazing. But why do you look like you just saw a ghost?
Chris looks away.
Because I have to get Joe Sullivan to sign off on the merger.
Who's that?
Short answer? He was my childhood best friend.
Hmm.
We co-founded CJ's Toys together. He's the J in CJ's Toys.
Oh.
He left abruptly one day, just after a discussion that we had about the direction of the company.
Still not totally seeing the problem.
It didn't end on the best of terms. And I have not spoken to him in 7 years.
Chris shakes her head and presses her lips together. She suddenly stands up.
I have an idea. You know what?
Assistant types.
Get our lawyers on the phone. Uh-huh. I bet you I can come up with a better solution than this.
Also, your sister called. She needs you to call her back.
Chris presses button on phone. Woman packing suitcase answers.
Hello?
Hey, Heather.
Finally, I got a hold of you.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a busy morning.
You busy? No way.
Hey, we gotta go.
Funny. What's up?
The headliner for the UK Christmas folk tour just dropped out. They asked Todd and I to step in for the rest of the tour.
Oh, wow. Congrats. That's so cool. I know that you've been wanting to tour with them for a while.
Exactly. But it does mean that we have to be away for a few weeks. So I'm calling because we need someone to watch Emma.
Normally, I would say yes in a heartbeat, but I just found out that Arlo Toys wants to merge with us. With me as CEO.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's still sinking in. So, as you can imagine, there's a lot to do. And apparently it can't happen unless I get Joe Sullivan to sign off on the merger.
Heather freezes.
Well, there's a name that I haven't heard in a long time.
Right? So, I have a lot of stuff to figure out. So, I'm sure you can understand that throwing Emma into the mix right now would just be really, really tough.
Well, Mom and Dad are on their cruise until Christmas, and there's no one else that we can ask to watch Emma on such short notice.
You know, I haven't watched her in years.
I know, because you're always working.
Chris's mouth moves without sound. She sighs and looks away, then licks her lips and looks back at the phone.
Yeah. Of course I will. It's no problem at all.
Great. We'll drop her off after dinner.
Can't wait.
Chris leans back in her chair. Night. Heather, Todd and young girl in Chris's house.
Okay, so no TV on school night.
Also, make sure to be on time for pickup and drop off. It gets crowded there.
Oh, and tomorrow she's auditioning for the school Christmas
concert.
That
means no staying up late.
Okay. Relax, guys. We got it. Okay? Right, Emma?
Okay.
Got a plate to catch. Bye, sweetheart.
Have fun with Aunt Chris and call me anytime. Thank you.
Okay, guys, go. Go. Enjoy the tour. We're good here.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Heather and Todd leave. Chris closes the door and spins around. Chris walks past Christmas lights hanging on the wall.
So, hey. I mean, this should be fun, right? We haven't hung out just the two of us since you were little.
Emma nods once.
Okay, well, you can help yourself to anything, and I'll put your guitar and your bag up in the room that I made for you.
Chris steps closer.
I was going to order pizza tonight, if you want that.
Emma looks around.
Where's your Christmas tree?
I don't have one. I usually spend Christmas at your place.
Yeah, well, not for these past 2 years.
True, but I usually have work emergencies I'm taking care of.
At your toy company?
Mm-hmm.
So then where are all your toys?
Well, I mainly work on the business side of toy making. You know, like profit margins and supply and demand.
Emma blinks and nods. Chris looks away.
It's really cool.
Emma stares at her. Chris smiles awkwardly.
How about I just order that pizza?
Chris walks and talks on phone.
I understand.
Emma stops.
But he was the one who walked away. He made it perfectly clear he wanted nothing to do with the future of the business.
We're here.
And I don't get...
Chris looks at school.
Oh, I've got to go. I'll call you right back. Okay. Where's everyone? It seems kind of empty.
I think everyone's inside. We're really late.
Shoot, sorry, that's kind of my fault. But the cold pizza was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Emma looks down.
Okay, I'll be here at 4.
3.
3.
Emma rolls her eyes and walks away.
Have a good day. Hey, good luck on the audition.
Thanks.
Chris closes her eyes. She pulls out her phone.
Okay, I'm back.
Chris walks out of office.
Are you sure there's no legal action we can take?
Thank you.
I mean, I don't even know where Joe Sullivan is. He's pretty much fallen off the map.
Oh, you're looking for Joe Sullivan?
Looks at Santa.
Yeah? Hang on a second. Why?
Well, I know Joe Sullivan.
Well, Santa, it's probably a pretty common name.
Is his father Tucker Sullivan who's got the antique shop downtown?
Yeah, actually, that's the one.
Well, Joe works there now.
Her eyes widen.
Wow.
She uses phone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I found him.
Emma sits on a ledge outside of school swinging her feet. Chris jogs to the bottom of the stairs.
Hey, I'm so sorry. Just a really busy day at the office.
Emma keeps staring at her feet. Chris tilts her head.
You okay?
Emma glances at Chris then looks away. Chris's shoulders fall and she walks up the steps.
Look, I really am sorry. Okay, I'll try and be better about being on time. I'm still getting used to all this.
It's not that.
Emma fiddles with her gloves.
Then what is it?
Chris walks up to Emma.
Hey. Don't tell me anything. You know that.
Emma shakes head.
It's stupid.
I doubt that.
I asked if I could perform an original Christmas song, but they said that I could only perform a song that was already approved.
Chris gives Emma a sympathetic smile.
I didn't know you wrote your own songs.
Emma nods.
Although, I guess since both your parents are musicians, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, well, they do folk covers and I do pop.
Oh yeah, I like pop too.
Chris smiles.
You know, just because they said no this time doesn't mean that things can't change. I mean, I can't tell you how many no's I got when I was starting my own company. It just made me want it even more.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so they won't let you perform it here. You'll find someplace else that does. It's their loss.
I hope you're right. Thanks, Aunt Chris.
I know I'm right. Let's get out of here.
Emma hops down.
So, I have a really important stop to make. Mind tagging along?
Sure.
Chris and Emma enter Sullivan Antiques and instantly look around the room. Leather trunks, lamps, and instruments are on display.
Oh, this place is cool.
A sign says now open, Toy Hospital.
It's a toy hospital.
I don't know.
Emma strums a guitar on display as they walk to the back of the shop. Joe uses a mallet on the wheel of a toy car. He picks up the car and looks at it, then holds up another car next to it. Emma and Chris walk into the room. Emma looks at shelves full of wrapped presents. Chris and Emma stop walking.
Hey, Joe.
Joe looks up. He drops the mallet on the table and stands.
Chris,
Chris and Joe stare at each other.
What are you doing here?
I needed to talk to you about something.
Okay.
What's a toy hospital?
It's where I fix toys that are broken.
Chris points to Emma.
Joe, you remember my niece, Emma?
Joe smiles.
Wow, yes. The last time I saw you, you were a toddler.
Wait, you guys know each other?
Joe looks at Chris.
Used to.
Chris stares.
Look at all this stuff.
Emma wanders away. Joe takes a step toward Chris. She clutches her scarf in both hands.
I was really surprised to hear that you're working here.
Well, things didn't quite work out the way I'd hoped.
He stands in front of her.
You know how that goes?
Look, I didn't come here to stir things up. CJ's Toys and Arlo Toys are merging. So apparently, and legally, I need your signature to move forward with the merger.
He nods. He pulls the corner of his mouth back.
No.
He shakes his head and walks away. Chris follows.
No? What do you mean, no?
Like the usual definition of no. Like, no. There's no way this is going to happen. I'm not going to give our company away to a corporate giant.
Okay, first of all, it hasn't been our company in years, and that was your choice. And secondly, I'm trying to do this the easy way. Without all the paperwork and lawyers.
Lawyers.
And what difference does it make to you anyway?
Wait, you guys started CJ's Toys together?
Yeah. And then one day, Joe decided to walk away from it all.
Your aunt decided that the most important things of toy making was the profits.
No, the most important thing about running a business is sustaining that business.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is.
No.
Same thing.
Not at all.
What's all this stuff over here for?
Those are donations that we put together. I run the annual Toy Drive Jamboree, and we do an event every year with Toys for Tots. We bring these toys to children's homes in the area. It's really fun.
That's really nice of you.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun.
Sounds like a really great cause.
It is.
Chris frowns.
Guess I'll get the paperwork ready and call the lawyers.
Chris looks at him, then walks toward Emma.
Let's go.
Chris.
Chris turns around. Joe throws his arms up in the air.
I'll sign.
Joe stands up and he and Chris walk toward each other.
Under one condition.
Okay.
You volunteer for my toy drive jamboree and I will sign your silly merger away.
I can't. I don't have the time to volunteer for a toy drive. But what if CJ's Toys made like a really big donation?
Mm-mm. No, we need boots on the ground.
Chris rolls eyes.
It's at Pleasant Park. Kids come from all over. They eat together, we play games. They actually get to open every one of these gifts that we collect all month long.
Come on, Aunt Chris, it sounds like fun. Can I help?
Yes, of course. The more the merrier.
Emma smiles and bounces on her toes. Joe looks between her and Chris.
Okay, so if I sign off on this toy drive thingy.
Jamboree.
Jamboree. Then you'll sign off on the merger.
Joe looks down, then puts his pinky out.
I promise.
Chris's mouth falls open. She looks up at Joe and slowly locks her pinky with his. As her eyes meet his again, he smiles. Chris smiles back. Emma walks into Chris's kitchen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Emma holds a ballerina toy. Chris holds cereal.
Guess who got your breakfast?
Well, technically Alice did, but it's better than cold pizza, right?
The sugary kind. Mom never lets me have that one.
Oh. Shoot. Well, maybe we don't tell you, Mom.
Emma lifts up the toy.
Oh, I found this in the back of the guest room closet. I was looking to see if you had any Christmas decorations stored there. You don't, but you have a toy.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen this in ages.
Chris holds the toy.
You know, Grandma took me and your mom when we were little to see the Nutcracker Ballet, and this was my souvenir.
Chris smiles.
Oh, it doesn't work. I tried.
Oh, it's probably why it was in the back of the closet.
She sets the toy down.
You know, you could take it to the Jamboree meeting. Maybe Joe could fix it.
For 1 minute, I had the bliss of forgetting that I volunteered.
Why don't you like Joe? He seems nice.
I don't not like Joe. In fact, we used to be best friends.
No way.
Yeah, we even went to the same college. That's where we created CJ's Toys.
What made you two stop being best friends? Did you have a fight?
Chris glances away.
Something like that. Anyway, you almost finished? I want to be able to tell your mom and me drop off on time.
Fine. Will you go get the wine to Ballerina to get fixed?
Chris smiles.
For you? Of course.
Sullivan Antiques. Standing on a ladder, Joe touches a light fixture while a man talks to him.
So you're holding your signature for ransom?
Dad, I'm not holding anything for ransom. I just think if I can keep Chris away from her corporate world, maybe she'll be able to get back to her love of making toys and what got her there in the first place.
Maybe you'll get your friend back.
Yeah, maybe. And she'll understand why I had to leave and couldn't keep going down that road with her.
That's a lot of maybes.
Yeah, I know.
Just be careful. I know how much she meant to you and how hard things were when things went south.
It's not like that. I don't have feelings for her anymore.
Right. Of course.
That was a long time ago, and besides, I never acted on them.
Well, I trust you know what you're doing.
Just can't figure out this light.
The light turns on.
Oh, funny. Why didn't you tell me?
Joe's dad smiles and shakes his head.
Well, when will the supplier show up?
Chris talks on phone.
Okay, well, when was it due? Uh-huh. Okay, well, Alice, can you contact the supplier, see if they can get those deliveries out tonight?
Hey, better late than never.
I gotta go help him. I'll be back at the office soon.
Hangs up phone.
I had a work call.
You? A work call? Everybody, this is our newest volunteer here. This is Christmas Winnegar.
Hi. I go by Chris. Hi, Chris.
Your full name is Christmas.
Yeah. I was born on December 25th, a week early, so my mom figured my destiny was Christmas.
She looks at old man.
You look familiar.
He stares.
Oh, it's you. You're volunteering for this too?
Proudly.
You're everywhere.
Of course I am. I'm Santa. Or if you prefer, you can call me Nick.
Committed to the role, huh? Noble.
Nick smiles.
What you got there?
Oh, I don't know if you remember this, but it's my sugar plum fairy ballerina. Emma found it, and it's not working, so I thought perhaps you could fix it.
I do remember this.
Joe takes the toy.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum. Ba-da-da-da. Oh, let me look at it. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. So I was just about to get everybody together and go over what we need to do for the next week and a half.
Okay.
So we still have two more food vendors that need spots. We need to fill those spots. Two more collection bins are needed for the businesses over at the Galleria. I have a walkthrough a little bit later at the venue at the park, so who's free to come by and help me measure out some of the venue there? Anybody?
Nick waves. Chris waves back.
Chris, yes, thank you. That's unexpected, but okay, it's going to be at Pleasant Park at 4 p.m.
No.
Thank you. I'm inspired. Inspired by your initiative with this. Thank you for volunteering.
Her shoulders fall.
Sure.
Okay, decorating committee.
Joe looks up.
We need one.
Joe and Emma hold measuring tape.
All right, that's 17 feet right there.
Okay, that's three booths across. Are you sure there's enough room here for everything you want to put in it?
Yeah, sure, we'll make it work.
Okay, well, either there's enough room or there's not. I mean, the numbers here don't have much wiggle room.
Numbers don't determine everything.
Right, but they play an important role.
Are we still talking about the booths?
Joe and Chris look at her.
You know, you were the same way when it came to our company. You didn't pay attention to the numbers there either.
The funny thing about that is you had all the most creative ideas back then. Do you remember that little remote control car that turned into a boat?
Yes, I loved that car. But then I came back to reality and realized you can't make something that costs more than what you can sell it for.
Reality, see, that's when it all became about money.
No, it became about running a business, which is the whole point of having a company.
Hey, Joe, do you still think the wind-up ballerina could be fixed?
Joe stares into Chris's eyes.
I think that just about anything can be fixed if you're willing to work at it.
Emma looks back and forth between Chris and Joe.
Okay, what's next?
They walk.
Stage location.
Wait, there's going to be a stage?
Yeah, I mean, not a big stage, but there'll be music there throughout the day.
Chris turns to Emma.
You know, Emma's a singer-songwriter now.
No way.
Yeah, well, my school doesn't think so.
Well, they won't let her perform the Christmas song she wrote for the school concert.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Emma nods. Chris stares up at Joe with wide eyes.
Hey, I have a really good idea. Why don't you play your song here for us at the Jamboree?
Really?
Yeah, an original song written by a kid, heard for the first time by other kids. It'll be the highlight of the entire day.
That sounds amazing. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Aunt Chris, there's a Christmas tree out here. Maybe we can get one for your apartment.
Whoa, hold on. You don't have a Christmas tree yet?
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Well, it's not a big deal. I spend Christmas at Heather's anyway.
Yeah, when you're not working.
Right, which is almost never. So I don't see the point of going through all of that if I'm barely home.
Wow. So your aunt used to be really good at decorating Christmas trees. You were.
Okay, so before you both die of offense, let's go get a Christmas tree.
And decorations.
Wait, you don't have decorations either?
Joe backs up.
Who are you? Come on, Emma. We got work to do.
Okay, well, what about this one?
No way. We can go way bigger than that.
Tree lot.
You don't have to do this, you know. I'm sure you have a ton of work to do.
Right, and find out that you backed out, went back into work. No way, not ever. I'm not doing that to Emma. We're going to find you something here. We're going to get your house decorated.
I forgot how determined you can be.
Yeah, that's one thing we had in common.
True. We just became determined about the opposite things.
Joe smiles.
Yeah.
Look, I know that us not talking for like 7 years is this huge elephant in the room, so...
Not in front of the trees. Christmas tree shopping is a sacred experience. It's a merry one in case you forgot.
Chris and Joe smile at each other.
Found one!
Chris turns around.
Look, see? Oh. Emma, she's got a Christmas spirit, so genetically it must be somewhere in there. Hello? Hello?
Chris's house.
Okay. I think more to the right. Oh, my right? This way?
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, I got needles everywhere.
Well, that's how you know you're doing it right.
Joe carries decorations over to Chris, Emma, and the tree.
Wow. Somebody say decorations?
Wow, look at all this stuff.
And you just happen to have all these Christmas tree decorations lying around.
This is the tip of the iceberg. You should see how much stuff we have. People decorate all year round. Did you know that?
Bordering on hoarding.
Hey.
This is going to look great over here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let's tinsel it up.
That's garland.
Same thing.
Is it, though?
They decorate.
I cannot remember the last time I decorated a tree.
I would gasp, but you know that tracks.
At least I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Oh, since you're out of practice, you probably don't remember, but you should space out your ornaments. They're getting clustered.
Or not.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're right.
Smart kid.
Call from Kathleen.
Oh, I have to take this.
Chris answers phone. Kathleen sits in the Arlo Toys office.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hey. I was hoping to catch you at the office, but nobody picked up.
Oh, I'm not there.
Okay. Well, I was calling to let you know that the board wants to meet with you on the 22nd.
They want a full presentation of your work at CJ's and your vision for our merger.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so...
While you're working on it, why not send it over
to me and we can tweak it to their satisfaction. Can you have something ready for me by Friday the 17th?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Excellent.
So the other thing I wanted to ask about was the Joe Sullivan situation. How's that going?
Chris looks at Joe.
It's good. It's coming along.
Up.
Well, I hope so. It'd be a shame to have the board approve and then come up short with that.
Well, believe me, I won't let that happen.
Okay, good.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Chris turns to see Joe and Emma picking up decorations.
Look what I found! Good, Lara.
Joe hangs a garland.
Okay, a little to the left.
This part?
Yeah, a little more. Yeah, a little more to the right now.
Okay, right there.
Right? Right there.
Yeah?
Joe smiles.
That's good. Oh, we got a decorator down.
Emma asleep on couch.
I didn't realize it was so late. I have to get her to bed.
Allow me.
Joe moves a blanket off of Emma and scoops her up in his arms. Chris watches with parted lips.
There we go. Okay.
Joe smiles and walks away. Chris and Joe in the kitchen. Chris holds a kettle.
Well, Emma is snug as a bug. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that what I think it is?
Snowman.
This, yeah, I thought it might make a good tree topper.
I can't believe you still have that.
Well, like you said, I'm bordering on hoarders.
Chris smiles warmly.
But really, I'm surprised.
Joe looks at her.
Guess it meant a lot to me. You meant a lot to me.
You meant a lot to me, too.
Just some things meant a little bit more.
She raises eyebrows.
I thought we weren't going to get into that today, remember?
Right. Your tree is decorated, and that's all that matters.
She smiles.
Should we put it on top?
Yeah.
Joe picks up the snowman and walks toward the tree. Chris puts her mug down and rushes over as Joe climbs a ladder. Chris sits alone in front of her laptop. She glances between a graph on a paper in her hand and a presentation on the laptop. A clock says 2:04. Chris rests her head on her arm. Her eyes close and her head sinks lower. Daytime. Chris's head is on her desk. She lifts her head, her eyes still closed, and runs a hand through her hair. Chris sees a video chat request from Heather on her phone. She grabs the phone and her watch as she stands up. She enters Emma's room.
Hey! Alright, here she is.
All dressed and ready for school.
Looks like she's playing guitar and still in her PJs.
Well, we have like 10 minutes before we have to be there, so we're good.
Hey, guess what? Joe's gonna let me perform my original song at the Toy Drive Jamboree. It's gonna be my first gig where I get to play something that I wrote.
What? That's amazing.
Exciting, but hold on, back up. Joe isn't Joe Sullivan?
Yeah, Chris's old friend. He's really fun.
Interesting.
It's a long story.
We got time.
Yes, but we don't. We have to get to school, and we are all about being on time in this house.
Mm-hmm. Will you guys be able to make it for my performance?
When is it?
December 23rd.
Yeah, our last show's the 22nd, so we'll be there.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. Love you, honey.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Emma smiles at Chris.
I really mean it. Joe's really fun.
Chris nods.
Yeah, he has his moments.
You're fun too, Aunt Chris.
Thank you. Okay, you need to get ready for school. Okay. Also, today after school, I need you to come to the office with me. I have a lot of work to do. I hope that's okay?
Yeah, sure. You work at a toy company and that's like every kid's dream.
Okay, get dressed.
Snow falls outside. Emma's brow wrinkles as she looks around the CJ's toys office. Her head swivels left and right as she walks. She peeks under a desk on the way to Chris's office. Chris and her assistant are looking at something on Chris's desk when Emma leans in the doorway.
I don't get it.
The women look up.
What? There aren't any toys here either?
Chris's mouth is open.
I think we have some left over from the display that we did at the toy convention, right, Alice?
Yeah, in storage. I can bring some out.
That'd be great.
Alice walks toward Emma.
Okay, why don't you set up over there and then I'll just get a little bit more work done.
Emma nods.
Great.
Emma sits on a couch surrounded by toys, including a cash register and a stuffed animal. Chris sits down across from her. Emma grabs a dragon toy.
Hey. Having fun?
Yeah, some of these are really great. I love this one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one in a while. That was our big Christmas toy a few years back.
Cash register.
This one's really cool.
No, this one was one of my favorites. Though it didn't sell like we hoped.
Chris points.
What about these ones?
I don't really know what they do.
Really? Well, this one was huge. You see, it's a pretend phone that leaves voice recordings for places you call. Listen to this.
Chris smiles.
Hi there. Would you like to make a dentist appointment?
Oh, fun.
Emma frowns.
Really? I thought kids like toys that interact and talk back. At least that's what all our research shows.
Well, they should ask more kids. It's kind of boring.
Chris raises eyebrows.
Huh.
So these just sit in a storage closet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we donate them to the toy drive?
That's a brilliant idea.
Emma smiles.
Sweet of you to think that.
Kids are gonna love this.
Chris smiles.
All right, let's donate all of them.
Maybe not the fake phone thing. It's super lame.
Chris raises her eyebrows and leans back.
Okay.
Chris and Emma walk into Sullivan Antiques holding boxes filled with toys. Joe's dad enters the room.
Christmas, Winokur. What a treat to see your face again.
Tucker.
They hug.
It is so good to see you again. You look exactly the same.
Oh, it's kind of you to say that.
This is my niece, Emma.
Pleased to meet you.
Is that an Epiphone hummingbird guitar?
Sure is. Wanna see it?
Yeah.
Chris watches Joe show him a guitar.
A musician, I see.
What you got here?
Joe walks over.
Oh, these are donations from CJ's Toys. Just some stuff we had at storage. It was Emma's idea to donate.
Oh, that's such a great idea. Okay, let's take them to the back.
Okay.
They grab boxes.
Right. Emma, how would you like to see some of our other vintage guitars?
Yes, please.
Well, this was so nice of Emma to do this.
Yeah, well, she was pretty disappointed when she got to the office and saw that there were no toys around.
Now, are these offices in those big, giant buildings downtown?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shame. Do you like them?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes.
Dollhouse sketches.
What are these?
Oh, just some designs and some sketches I've been pitching around. But you know how it is nowadays. Everything's so flashy. And unless it's got an app attached, nobody's even really interested, it seems, anyway.
Chris presses her lips together.
You were always so much better at pitching new toys than me.
That's just because you never like to go at it from the marketability perspective. You know, see the business side of things. But I'm really glad you're designing again.
Yeah, it's part of who I am. You know, my dad is getting ready to retire, and I have zero interest in antique dealing, so. But, you know, so I guess I'm just trying to find my groove with my career until he sells this place.
Chris stares at Joe.
Yeah. Flyers have been delivered. Dad.
Oh. For the toy drive?
No, for movie night.
Wait, what's movie night?
Yeah, have you down for helping out with tickets.
Okay, well, back up. What's movie night?
Okay, so Thursday night, we're having Christmas movie night in the park where people can bring a toy, they donate it to the drive, and then they get to come into the movie. It sort of helps get the word out of it.
So people can bring out lawn chairs or pick up blankets to snuggle up, and I get to use my old projector.
Oh, I remember this. We used to watch old movies in your backyard on this.
Yes.
Indeed. Now, we haven't had as many RSVPs as we'd hoped, so I thought maybe we'd just put up some old-fashioned style flyers.
Chris opens mouth.
You look good.
I could talk to my social media team to get the word out.
You'd do that.
Yeah.
Joe smiles warmly at Chris. She smiles.
Thank you.
Happy to help.
Night. People with hats, scarves, and blankets sit outdoors chatting and holding popcorn bags. Joe and Chris walk together.
Wow, it's packed.
Yeah. Probably should have saved ourselves some seats.
Yeah. I got seats for you right over there.
Oh, of course.
Anytime.
Nick smiles at Joe. Chris leads Joe to a bench with a red and white blanket over it. Joe pulls the blanket off and they sit down. They both smile. Tucker flips a switch on an old projector. He smiles as an animation is projected onto a screen in front of the crowd. A cartoon moose shakes snow off of his antlers as the word moose appears in red above his head. Joe turns to look at Chris, smiling. His cheeks are red. He turns back to the screen. Chris quickly glances at Joe, then turns back to the screen and licks her lips. Joe looks at her again.
Sorry. Ladies first.
This is one of my favorites.
They smile.
Well, I was just going to say that when I watch this, it makes me think of you.
Chris's smile falls and her eyes widen as Kathleen walks by. Chris jumps up.
Oh, wow.
Do you feel that too?
What? No.
What?
Kathleen is here.
Kathleen?
Yes.
From Arlo?
Yes.
What's she doing here?
Kathleen holds toys.
Kathleen.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What are you doing here?
Well, I saw that your marketing department had posted about it and thought it was good cause. Wanted to donate some toys.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
That's so nice of you. Just what our kids need, overly gadgety toys. Is that a drone?
Kathleen glares.
It's a very expensive drone.
Okay.
Who might this be?
This is Joe Sullivan.
Joe Sullivan from CJ's Toys, back when we used to make meaningful toys and not just worrying about maximizing profit so much.
Evidently even less about maximizing charm.
Joe blanks.
This is the signature we need?
I'm sorry, Joe and I just sort of see things differently when it comes to the toy business.
I like to make great toys.
Kathleen squints.
Joe, why don't you go get us some popcorn?
Would you like to go get some popcorn?
Can you go get us some popcorn, please?
That's a really good idea.
Great.
Kathleen watches Joe leave. Chris licks her lips.
I'm sorry again.
Why do I have the feeling that getting his go-ahead might be a little more difficult than you let on at the start.
No, I mean, it completely will. It's just a work in progress. But you don't have to fear. We have an arrangement.
I hope so. Be a shame for such an amazing opportunity to fall through for something trivial.
Absolutely, and I promise you I will not let that happen. So you tell me where you and your guests are sitting, and I will go get that popcorn for you.
Oh, I didn't bring anyone with me. This is what it looks like when you're married to your job.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm going to go get some popcorn and put this down, and I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Chris walks away, gritting her teeth. She pushes Kathleen's gifts into Joe's arms, and he struggles to catch them.
What was that?
I came in a little bit hot, but I was just being honest.
By putting my dreams on the line. I can't believe you would jeopardize everything I'm working for.
She can take some constructive criticism. Come on.
And you're only thinking of yourself.
Chris shakes her head and turns away.
I'm gonna go sit with Emma.
Okay.
Joe opens his mouth, then sticks his tongue in his cheek as he looks down. Daytime. Alice and Chris walk through office.
So I have the numbers you need for your presentation.
Oh, great.
And do you need your coffee?
Yes, please.
So, movie night went well?
To find went well.
Joe walks into the office and removes his coat.
What is he doing here?
Chris closes the folder in her hands. Alice takes it. Then Chris storms up to Joe.
What are you doing here?
Joe turns.
Hey, I'm trying to visit all the most corporate-looking office buildings in America before I die.
Chris stands with hand on hip.
I'm kidding. I actually came here to apologize.
Oh, well, you're off to a great start.
I let my feelings about Arlo Toys jeopardize your business dealings, and I shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't have.
I know better than anyone how hard you've worked to get here. And for that, I am truly sorry.
Chris stares at Joe. He slowly smiles and tilts his head.
Forgive me?
She glances down, then back up at him and smiles. Joe nods.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Joe grins. Chris crosses her arms. Joe's smile shrinks, although his eyes still sparkle.
So, this is CJ's toys.
Chris nods.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Where are the toys?
Wow.
She walks into her office.
I can see why Emma's confused. It looks really nice, and it's professional.
That's the idea.
Right. 20 minutes till 3. We gotta go.
Okay.
What's at 3?
I have to pick up Emma. It's her last day of school before winter break.
Nice! What are you doing to celebrate?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You don't remember what a big deal winter break was? How much fun we used to have on the last day of school?
Well, I didn't plan anything. She's just gonna come back here. I have a ton of work to do.
Oh, I wish I had a time machine. I would take you back and remind you how much fun we used to have.
Hey, I do fun stuff.
Really? Like what? This massive pile of workbooks on your desk?
Yeah, which, by the way, I need to get back to this.
Yes, you should.
Joe nods.
I should.
Come with me.
Come with you where?
Ice skating.
Chris slowly smiles while looking around. Then she looks at Joe.
Actually, I have a really good idea. Shh, come.
Chris walks out. Chris, Joe, and Emma in a darkened skating rink with Christmas lights glowing on the walls.
You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
See? It's like riding a bike, right?
Yeah, that bike was rusty and several decades old.
Yeah, but it beats being outside in the cold.
That it does. This was a good idea.
I didn't know you could skate on, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I love skating.
Here. Joe, grab my other hand.
Okay. Are you getting excited yet about your performance?
I am. It's just that
She's a little nervous about what people might think of herself.
It's my first time playing my music in front of a crowd. It's scary.
Well, you just can't care what people think about you.
That's what I've been trying to tell her.
But you actually have to practice that.
How do you practice not caring about what other people think?
By staring at your insecurities dead in the face.
Joe stumbles.
Dashing through the snow, whoa, on a one-horse open sleigh. For the fields we go, laughing all the way.
You're really off key.
That's the whole point. Is you can judge me, they can judge me. It doesn't matter. I'm going where I'm going, and I'm having fun. So, do you want to have some fun? Sing your song. Let's hear it.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Good job!
Yes! That's great. Okay, you're next, Chris. Come on, jingle bell.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
On a one-horse open
Joe falls backward.
Oh! Oh!
Okay? Are you okay? Oh!
Chris falls into Joe's arms.
Are you guys okay?
They stare into each other's eyes.
Yes, great.
Chris smiles. They remove skates.
Feel a little bit better about your performance?
I think so. What matters is that I enjoy it.
Exactly.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho.
Santa's here?
Yeah, Emma, this is Nick. Nick, Emma, he's one of our other volunteers.
Oh, nice to meet you, Emma.
Nick, cousin Saint Nick?
Well, if you wanted to be. I was hoping to catch you here.
Now, how did you know that we were going to be here?
Well, it's me, Santa. Anyways, I was rotating bins at the Christmas Cafe. We're getting great donations there, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I didn't know that place was still open. I thought it closed down forever ago.
Oh, grand reopening this week.
Wow. Hmm. We haven't been there since we were kids.
Joe smiles.
How would you like some tickets for Christmas dessert?
I can't. I have to get some work done on that presentation for the board.
Wait, what's a Christmas cafe?
It's a place all about Christmas desserts and non-stop fun.
It would always open up right after Thanksgiving and then close right after New Year's.
Mm. Go, please, Aunt Chris. I've never been.
Yeah, they do have really good fudge there.
Oh, they do have really good fudge. I would eat that till I get a stomach ache.
Yeah, but it's so worth it.
Please.
Come on.
Okay, yes, just for yes. A little while.
And Joe, too?
Hmm?
I do happen to have 3 tickets.
Looky, looky.
If he would like to join us.
I could always make time for a little bit of Christmas desserts. Look at that.
Let me see this.
That's so cool.
A toy train chugs through a snowy model landscape inside a cafe. There are games, Christmas trees, and lights.
Am I dreaming? How has no one told me about this place?
Oh, it hasn't changed one bit.
Look at this. They still have the reindeer racing game.
Oh.
We must have blown every single penny we made in our toy stand on this game.
That's because you were always trying to beat my high score.
Which I did.
Only once.
Only once.
I want to try.
Okay, but let's eat first.
Okay, I'll take one of everything.
Me too.
I'm starving, me too.
Sure, we can't play first.
Desserts on table.
I think I still have more room.
I think your mom would want me to cut you off.
Hey, look, game's free. Now's your chance. Go see if my name's still on the top score.
Yeah, doubtful.
Ah.
Emma leaves the table. Chris and Joe smile as they watch her go.
I think the last time we were here was high school winter dance.
Oh, the winter dance. Good memory.
Yeah, and if that memory serves me right, your date fell asleep on that booth.
Who, Dan?
Dan.
I don't remember that.
Come on. Dan the man.
What about your date, huh? Sandy. Right? She didn't even go to our school.
It was Slim Pickens had to call in a favor. And it's, because somebody bailed on me, not pointing any fingers.
No, I didn't. Dan asked me, and you knew how into him I was. Besides, I don't think you want to talk about who bailed on who.
Joe moves his hands as he speaks.
For the record, I never bailed on you.
You're not talking about the winter dance, are you?
Joe shakes his head.
If you didn't bail, then what do you call just walking away from everything that we had been working our entire lives for?
I had to. It wasn't our company anymore, and it certainly wasn't me, and it wasn't us.
According to you. I mean, we didn't even talk about it. Let's not get into it right now.
That's fine by me.
Chris looks around.
Yeah, I think it was this
booth where you snorted root beer out your nose.
That was you.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We were 13, and you had this great idea about a slinky that also was a pen, and I was like, hey, why don't we call it a stinky slinky? And you snort laughed so much root beer went everywhere, like on me.
That's right. Oh, that was your fault.
That's true.
Yeah. Good memories.
Inside Sullivan Antiques, Joe flies a toy jet in a spacecraft through the air as he moves them to a table. Chris rushes into the room.
Hey, I know I said that I would help you earlier with sorting out the toys, but
Work, right?
Yes. I'm juggling a lot, but I am here now.
Okay, well, since we get so many different types of kids at the Jamboree, I like to organize the toys into categories of interest. So when a kid's opening their gift, they're going to get something that they really like.
Okay, I can help with that.
Okay.
I've done lots of research on toy groupings. And...
Yeah, no. In this case, you're going to actually want to pick up the toy and touch it and play with the toys. For example, sports and games.
He tosses ball.
Or science.
Throws ball.
Oh, so, okay.
good lesson on physics.
Physics. Moving fast.
Chris chases Cho. They fight with inflatable boxing gloves. They toss balls at nets on each other's heads.
Yes, I do.
Wait. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They high-five, block stacking game.
Okay.
This is definitely in the games and learning category.
And high-level skills.
But that's not a category.
Really?
No.
It should be. Look at this.
Chris pulls block, blocks fall.
Yes. High-level skills are definitely required.
They smile. Joe glances away.
Can I show you something?
Chris nods.
Sure.
Joe shoots a glance to the side, then stands up. Chris follows him. They walk into another room. Joe carries a stack of three boxes and sets them down.
You wanted to further prove to me that you're a hoarder?
He puts box on table.
Just look inside the box.
Chris grabs hamster toy.
I remember this. That's the first toy we ever made for CJ's toys. I remember because we couldn't agree on the color of the vest.
But eventually you gave in to blue.
Looks good.
Chris looks at the other boxes.
Are these all?
Yep. Every toy we ever made.
Chris stares at the boxes for a moment.
Kept them.
Joe smiles at her.
Yeah.
He pulls out doll.
Look at this. You remember this one? It's a prototype modeled after a high school gym teacher.
Yes, the crazy hair.
Chris shakes doll's hair.
I still can't believe it.
Joe smiles at her.
Glad you kept them.
Chris looks at Joe.
Yeah.
The corners of Chris's mouth turn up slightly. She looks down, then glances back up at Joe before walking over to a desk with a sketchbook on it.
What are these? More toy designs?
Yeah, just something I've been working on recently.
What is it?
This is my plans for a dollhouse that kids can build from the ground up, all by themselves.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
You know, you could make it so that each part has multiple uses, and then that way there could be, like, an infinity number of houses that someone could build from one kit.
Joe wrinkles his forehead and smiles.
It's actually a really good idea.
He draws lines on the sketch.
Yeah.
There you go.
They lean over the sketch with their heads close together.
We made a good team.
Joe turns his face toward Chris's. She looks at him and quickly backs away.
Until we didn't.
They look away from each other.
Because it stopped being about the toys.
Because it was the real world, Joe. The toy business was competitive. I just wanted to make sure that we lasted.
And I wanted to make sure that we didn't lose track of what that was, what made our company great in the first place. We made open-ended toys that allowed kids' imaginations to run wild, and you lost faith in us knowing what that was.
Because we weren't kids anymore, Joe.
Right.
Joe raises an eyebrow and his mouth falls open. He turns away from Chris.
Success mattered. Money mattered.
He looks at her and shakes his head.
We're never gonna agree on this, are we?
Chris tightens her jaw and her eyes dart as she shakes her head.
No.
Joe opens his mouth.
I'm gonna go pick up my mom.
Chris turns and grabs her coat and bag, then walks out of the room without looking at Joe. He watches her leave, then sighs. Inside Sullivan Antiques, Tucker sorts toys. Joe carries a giant teddy bear.
Hey, is Chris stopping by?
Joe looks at his dad as he sets the bear down.
It's been nice having her around.
Tucker smiles at Joe.
I remember how inseparable you two used to be.
Even after all this time, whenever she comes around, there's just this part of me that feels...
complete?
Tucker hands toys to Joe.
Yeah.
You should tell her that.
It's just lingering nostalgia, Dad. I'm never going to change her priorities. Work's always going to come first, and, you know, that's okay. It's just who she is. I just need to accept that.
Chris on her phone outside.
There she is.
Chris holds up a finger. Joe closes his mouth.
Well, everyone needs someone to balance them out.
Joe smiles.
What does that mean?
It means to keep your mind open to some of her strengths.
Joe looks out the window. Nick appears.
Merry Christmas. I'll call you back.
Everything okay? Sorry.
Nick. Hey, yeah, just lots of work to do. And I know that Joe needs my help, but I also need to run through this presentation thing I have tomorrow afternoon.
Or, now hear me out. You stay here, you turn off the phone, and you trust that everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
That's nice in theory.
You know when you were little and used to stay up really late at night waiting for me to come down the chimney?
You or Santa?
My point is, no matter how hard you try to stay awake, you still fall asleep.
Yeah?
Sometimes we think we want something so bad. But in the end, forces beyond our control, they know best.
Nick takes Chris's phone.
It's better to let go. And to see what tomorrow brings.
He turns the phone screen off. Chris smiles. Emma watches Joe and Chris play reindeer racing game at Christmas Cafe.
Go! Here come the presents!
Okay, I got it. I'm catching them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Go, Chris! Go, Joe! Watch the jump! I got this.
You wish. Okay, I'm catching up.
Nope. Yes. Can't beat my reindeer!
Oh, you let go!
Yes! Oh, I still got it!
Oh, so close! I almost had you.
No, you didn't. Oh, hey, our desserts are here.
Still can't believe you guys talked me into this. I'm supposed to be home working on my presentation.
What more do you need to do? Just tell them that you're really good at devoting all your time to making trendy toys.
Only you can make success sound bad. Either way, we all need to rest. You have set up tomorrow, and you need to practice your song.
Come on, Aunt Chris. I've already practiced a ton.
Chris stares.
Does this mean that we're not getting another slice of pecan pie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not say that.
Yes.
Chris has a hop in her step as she enters CJ's Toys. Alice rushes around the corner.
Didn't you get my message last night?
What? No. Santa turned off my phone. Why?
The board moved your presentation up a few hours. You're supposed to be there right now.
What? Are you kidding? Call them. Tell them I'm on my way. Ugh.
Chris runs. Kathleen looks around a meeting room. Chris rushes in.
Here she is.
My sincerest apologies. There was a slight mix-up, but I didn't realize the presentation had been moved up.
Well, you're here now, so why don't we get started?
Chris nods.
Great.
Chris clears her throat. She sets down meeting materials.
I would like to begin by walking you through CJ's Toys' exponential growth over the last decade.
Joe and Emma stand in front of an outdoor stage.
Ta-da! Well, it's not Busch Stadium, but it's a start.
I love it.
Yeah, okay. Check this out. Here's what I'm thinking. You can go here, and then we'll have the speakers projecting out into the world.
I can't believe this is where I'm going to be performing my first original song.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be doing drive-by tours of this very spot.
If people like it.
If people like it, who cares? All that matters is that you like it, you enjoy yourself. That's what matters, right?
Yeah.
That's what.
Thanks. And Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you and my aunt keeping friends.
Joe smiles.
Yeah. Me too.
Good. No more going 7 years without talking.
They shake hands.
Deal. Now let's get your tars out and let's get a sound check going.
Yes.
Rock on!
So, as you can see, my priorities at CJ's Toys were about optimization of profits and always looking for ways to expand. I believe a merger with Arlo Toys would be a perfect fit.
Here at Arlo Toys, we take pride and dedication and investing in the work. Is that something you think you can handle?
Oh, absolutely. I've spent the last 7 years learning how to work harder and work faster. And that does not happen without many late nights and canceled plans.
Man nods. Everyone leaves.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to have to take these
numbers. Well, didn't go quite as flawlessly as I'd hoped, but I think it went okay.
Again, I'm so sorry about being late. Well,
hopefully the numbers in your reports speak for themselves.
Please let me know if there's anything else I can do.
Well, would you like to go through some of the future toy lines? I have some time now.
I would love to, but I'm sorry, I can't. I have to go set up for that toy drive.
Right. Of course. Have a good toy drive, and I'll let you know if there are any decisions.
Okay, thank you.
Chris turns away.
Hey, get that signature.
I will. Thank you, again.
Kathleen nods. Chris smiles and walks away. Kathleen sighs. Night. Chris sits on Emma's bed with Emma tucked in.
Okay, so your parents made their flight and they're gonna make it here on time to see you perform.
Had a lot of fun with your Aunt Chris. We've never gotten to spend this much time together before.
Yeah, that's my fault. But I will absolutely make sure we spend more time together in the future.
Promise?
I promise.
And Joe?
Chris smiles.
And hopefully Joe too.
You know, I was thinking, you should marry Joe. No, then he'd be my uncle. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, somebody had a little bit too much peppermint bark.
He's cute and funny, and he likes toys as much as you do.
Good night, my sweetness.
Good night.
Emma closes her eyes. Chris turns off the light and smiles while looking down at her. Then she walks away. A banner above the outdoor stage says Annual Toy Drive Jamboree, presented by Toys for Tots. People in winter clothing walk through the open space between red and green booths decorated with hanging lights. Kids play reindeer ring toss, eat decorated cookies, and carry gifts to the donation booth. Chris smiles as she collects gifts. Emma wraps a box. A girl walks toward Santa. Chris turns away from a booth with pastries and smiles as she takes a sip from a cup. Joe walks up to her.
Hey, you?
Mm.
Have you heard from them?
Yeah, Heather and Todd just texted. They're going to be here any minute.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is she nervous? How's she doing? She's about to debut her big song.
Well, I think she's okay. She's warming up over there.
Emma strums a guitar.
Merry Christmas.
Look at her go.
I know.
Chris points.
You know, this whole thing is really special.
Why, thank you.
I mean it. I mean, you took your love of toys and found a way to give back. Usually this time of year, I'm only concerned with the bottom line.
Well, ever since I left the company and you, I've had this giant void that I've been trying to fill with stuff. Things like this.
Oh. Joe smiles.
Is it working?
I'd say with you here, yeah, it's working pretty good.
Emma's parents run over.
Hey, Chris!
Hey! You want to let her know?
Yeah, I'll check on it.
Okay.
Joe walks away.
Oh,
she's
thank
you.
Warming
up.
She's warming up.
Oh, my
God. It's her first time.
I know, right?
Be like...
Night.
Okay, put your hands together one more time for the flying turtle doves!
People in front of the stage clap.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please join me in welcoming to the stage our very next performer, performing an original Christmas song. Put your hands together for Emma Stewart!
Emma walks onto stage with her guitar. Joe talks into her ear.
Show what you got.
Emma adjusts her guitar strap. Emma's parents and Chris grin as they clap for her. Joe walks to Chris's side. Emma strums her guitar. Chris puts her hand to her chest. Emma smiles. Joe puts his hand out in front of Chris. She puts her hand in his, and he pulls her close. They begin to sway to the music. People clap to the music. Chris and Shell look into each other's eyes with their faces inches apart. Emma bows her head and people clap. Chris slides out of Joe's arms and looks away from him as she claps. Emma grins and raises her arm in the air. Kathleen walks up behind Chris as she moves a stack of wrapped presents. Chris turns around and her eyes widen.
Oh, Kathleen, I didn't expect to see you here.
I know, I'm sorry to just drop by like this, but... you know, by the way, this is gorgeous. I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you. It was a team effort.
Chris licks her lips.
So, is everything okay?
It went great. The board has approved the merger. With you as the new CEO.
Chris slowly raises her eyebrows.
Wow. 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 I can't believe it.
Well,
it's official now.
Well, not quite. We still have that signature, right?
Oh, right. Well, we,
Chris watches Joe and kids play with puppets.
We made a deal, so you're going to have that soon.
All right. Well, I was just really excited to come by and tell you the news.
Chris licks her lips.
You know, I see so much of myself in you. And I cannot wait to see the enormous success you are going to make of this new company.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, this is all I have ever wanted.
They hug.
Congratulations. See you soon.
Okay, okay.
The corners of Chris's mouth fall and she blinks while looking down. The Jamboree space is cleared out. Chris hands a woman a box as Joe walks in her direction. He stops and turns around. He turns toward her, then away, then back again.
There you are.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I was just getting a head start on cleaning up.
Oh, wow. Can I talk to you?
Yeah. Oh, about the tree? I'm so sorry about that bald spot where more tinsel needed to go.
What? No, no. But look at you. It's this tree designer. Sorry. No. It's not that at all. It's got nothing to do with trees. I am in love with you.
Chris stares at him.
It seems like I may have always been in love with you. But I just didn't want to jeopardize our friendship or our business relationship, our partnership. So I just never acted on it, never did anything about it.
She grins.
But these last few weeks, just seeing you with Emma and spending time with you, it feels like I've been with the real Chris again.
Her smile falls.
And all these feelings just came rushing back in like a tsunami, and I don't even know what to sometimes do with myself when I'm around you. But listen, I know we're best friends, but there's something here. There's something here, and I think there's always been something here. Do you feel it?
He closes his eyes.
I do. Of course I feel it too, but... The real Chris?
She frowns and shakes her head.
I mean, I'm still me.
He pulls back.
I'm still this Chris. I'm worried that you're in love with a version of me that doesn't exist.
No, no, no. She exists. She's right here. I'm looking at her, and you did this. You helped create all this. I should have never left so abruptly. And I should have never given up on us all those years ago.
She shakes her head.
Joe, it would never work.
He licks his lips.
Why not? Why not?
Because CJ's Toys is merging with Arlo Toys. And I am going to be CEO. Kathleen just told me. Only thing we're waiting on is your signature.
Is that really what you want? Really, still?
I've worked my entire life for this. How do you not understand that? How do you say you're in love with me and then think I don't want this anymore? This is who I am.
He presses his eyes shut.
If this is what you want, go for it.
He turns around and rubs his face, then whips around toward her.
Ever since we were 10, all I've wanted is your happiness. I didn't stand in your way then, and I'm not going to stand in your way now.
He strides away. Her head falls back and she closes her eyes. Chris's clock says 7 o'clock. She hits the top of it and slowly sits up in bed. Dressed in her pajamas, Chris walks by the room where Emma slept. She stands in the doorway and looks into the empty room. She closes her eyes and turns away. Chris sits in front of a bowl of cereal, slowly moving a spoon in and out of the bowl. Cereal and milk slide off of the spoon as Chris looks away from it. Chris walks into her office and slows down as she looks at her desk. She picks up a paper bearing Joe's signature as Alice enters the room.
Hi, how's the toy drive?
Chris stares at the paper.
When did Joe drop this off? Did he leave a note or say anything?
Must have been before I got here.
Alice stares at Chris's back, then nods and leaves the room with Chris's coat and bag. The line for Chris's signature is blank. Chris walks into the yard of St. Nicholas Children's Home carrying a box of presents to Nick dressed as Santa.
Hey, Nick. Got the toys?
So glad to see that you got my message.
Sure.
I hope it wasn't an inconvenience.
No, I was headed downtown anyway, so it worked out well.
To, Arlo Toys?
Chris nods.
Yep. Only thing left to do is sign.
Nick looks around.
There's nothing better than seeing a kid immersed with a toy.
Chris watches kids play.
I remember wrapping that truck over there. Look at that. That's the little girl that I had the tea party with. She loves that doll so much.
Do you see how much joy we brought these kids? Creating joy is what Christmas is all about. I don't think Christmas is only one day a year. I think Christmas is any time, any day. People always striving to create joy in others, in themselves.
It's a good motto to live by.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, does this bring you that kind of joy?
Chris turns to Nick. Kids stare at him.
Santa! He's here! No more toys!
Duty calls. And you have a big decision to make. Ho! Ho, ho, ho! Oh, here we go! Okay, let me see. Who would like the red box? There you go.
In the Arlo Toys office, Chris watches glitter swirl in a snow globe. Kathleen glances at the snow globe and smiles as she sits down.
Gift from my second husband.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's about the only thing from that marriage that survived. It's okay. We all have tough decisions in life to make, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Chris nods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we decide to go for more profits, more product, newer designs, flashier toys, all of that. Just doesn't leave a whole lot of time for personal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed the last two Christmases with my family because I was making sure those consumer reports were being filed.
Well, that's the price we pay.
Chris looks at the table as she speaks.
Do you ever regret it at all?
Kathleen nods.
Sometimes I wished I'd found a better balance. Maybe this retirement will be my second chance.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, we have work to do here. These contracts aren't going to sign themselves. Shall we?
Kathleen holds out a pen. Chris smiles and takes it. At Sullivan Antiques, Joe sits and examines the ballerina toy in his hand. He takes a deep breath. Tucker walks up beside him.
Been at that nonstop.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to focus on this.
Then Chris?
Joe looks up from the toy and screwdriver.
I don't want to talk about it.
Tucker's brow wrinkles. Joe puts the toy down.
Okay, I'll talk about it. It's embarrassing. Dad, I laid it all on the line, and I don't think there's anything else for me to do or say, that's for sure.
Sometimes things don't work out exactly when we want it or exactly how we want it, but that doesn't mean they don't find a way to work out.
I mean, I hate the way that we left things. If there's one thing I've learned over this few weeks is how much I've missed our friendship.
So don't let it slip away again this time.
Joe frowns.
Hey, you have to take that toy back to her again, right?
Joe nods.
Yeah.
So tell her that you don't want to go another 7 years without speaking again.
Right, but if she goes through with this merger, then I'm gonna lose her all over again.
So don't let that happen, okay?
Tucker puts his hand on Joe's shoulder, then he walks away. Snow falls outside. Joe walks into Chris's office with a smile on his face. He stops in the middle of the room and looks around, patting his leg with one hand and holding the ballerina in the other. He turns toward the door and looks out. Alice walks toward the door with a large smile on her face. Joe smiles at her.
Hi.
Hi.
Alice, right?
Yeah.
Is Chris here?
No, sorry.
You know where she went?
Yeah, she actually just called from Kathleen Keller's office.
Joe's face falls.
So she's, going through with it then?
She asked me to get a champagne bottle ready, so I assume so.
Joe blinks, then looks at the floor.
Do you want me to tell her you stopped by, or I could give her a call, or...
No.
He winds the ballerina toy.
Works. If you could, give this to her, that'd be great.
Alice takes toy.
Yeah, will do.
Thanks, Alice.
Alice turns and watches Joe slowly walk out of the office. People ice skate outdoors. Heather, Chris, and Emma sit at the Christmas cafe, desserts in front of them. Emma smiles as she talks.
So, my teachers heard about how everyone likes my song at the Jamboree, and they promised that I could perform an original song at next year's concert.
Hey, that's great! So, are you going to remember me when you're a big famous singer-songwriter?
Oh, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
I'm kidding.
Mom, can I have a few more quarters for the reindeer racing game?
Sure, honey.
Thank you.
Heather's eyes widen.
I guess I should thank you for introducing Emma to this place. She only has to come here every 5 minutes.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll have some pie. Then I'm off to see Joe. I can't believe you're really doing this.
I know, me neither.
It feels right. I'm proud of you. I really am. This is big.
Thank you.
It took me a while to get here, but I don't know. I woke up this morning and I felt like anything was possible. Good luck. Thank you. Hopefully he doesn't turn me away.
Chris frowns.
Just be open, be honest, and go with your gut. Okay. But I need pie. I need pie.
Night. Snow falls. Chris enters Sullivan Antiques where Joe plays guitar.
Oh, sorry, we're closed.
Joe turns and sees Chris standing with her hands clasped.
It's gonna be a white Christmas tonight.
Joe raises eyebrow.
Chris, what are you doing here?
Wanted to talk to you.
They walk forward.
I don't really think there's a whole lot to be said.
Oh, I think there's a lot to say.
I heard about the merger that you went forward with it, so just congratulations there. I'm super happy for you.
You look super happy.
He touches his forehead.
Joe.
Chris.
She smiles up at Joe.
I didn't move forward with the merger.
He pulls back.
I don't know, because Alice told me about the champagne.
The champagne to celebrate, but not the merger.
What?
Yeah. So, no merger. Technically, no CJ's toys either.
What about you? Like, you were supposed to run the whole shebang.
That's kind of why I want to talk to you.
He cocks his head.
Okay.
Chris walks past Joe, then turns to face him.
See, now, I'm kind of a free agent. And I was hoping that you and I could
start over. Together. A blank slate. And you and I could build the kind of company that we always wanted to.
She smiles at him.
We could run it and operate it like we always intended to.
Her eyelids flutter as she speaks.
We could build meaningful toys that bring people so much joy.
She swallows and steps toward him.
And we could be at a company where we would be free to be ourselves.
Joe smiles and lowers his head.
Hold on. Let me just get this straight. You want to make toys again with me?
Yes, I do.
They stare into each other's eyes.
I mean, with my business sense and your imagination, we make a pretty good match.
That we do.
He blinks several times, then furrows his brow.
Are you sure about this?
More than anything.
She puts her pinky up in the air between them. He smiles and locks his with hers. She closes her eyes and smiles. She opens her eyes and looks into his, then tilts her head.
There's just one little tiny complication.
What's that?
She drops his hand and runs her hand along his cheek while looking into his eyes. He closes his eyes at her touch.
I'm in love with you.
She puts her hand behind his neck and stands up to touch his lips with hers. He wraps his arms around her and pulls her deeper into the kiss. Text, 1 year later. Inside an office with corner stand toys printed on the window, a Christmas party is in full swing. Chris dances between a Christmas tree and a decorated cubicle. Heather grins as Tucker clinks his glass against hers. Another man joins them. Alice smiles as she rushes to Tucker's side. Joe offers guests food from a plate. Chris removes the plate, then pulls him into a dance.
Ooh.
Chris smiles as Joe twirls her around, then they sway to the music.
Cornerstand Toys' first Christmas party is off to a good start.
Yeah. Well, I miss Nick, huh? I haven't seen him since this year's toy drive.
Well, duh. Tonight's his biggest night of the year.
Impossible.
Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
Come on!
He's always right there where you need him. Mm-hmm. He's always making sure kids have toys, and he's always busy on Christmas Eve.
Final numbers are in! Build Your Own Dollhouse is officially the number 3 toy this Christmas! Yeah.
Everyone raises their arms.
That's awesome!
Good job, everybody! Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Are you sure you're all right with not being number 1?
You know, I mean, long-term data does say that kids are 5 times more likely to play with our dollhouse than that number 1 little laser light toy thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Merry Christmas, Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Joe and Chris kiss in the center of the room. The party guests watch with smiles on their faces. Tucker claps as he smiles at the couple. Joe and Chris end their kiss, grinning with their arms wrapped around each other.